It is just 19 minutes in front of 1 o'clock and a very special moment on Excursions here on WYSO. It is my pleasure to welcome back the director and the driving force behind what is one of the finest collections of voices in the Miami Valley and across the nation, for that matter. He is the Central State University Chorus Director, Jeremy Winston. Jeremy, thank you for being here today.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
You have an event coming up on December 3rd. That's a Sunday. You'll be gathering the voices that we see before us now in Radioland that you're imagining before you now. And with these voices, collecting an audience and collecting song and note and lyric and delivering an opportunity to be a part of a live recording performance. Jeremy Winston, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, on December 3rd, the Central State University Chorus will present a concert, as we have done in many times all over the country. One of the things that we enjoy doing and have the opportunity to do is to travel around the country and even around the globe presenting concerts that reflect a lot of the work that we put in here at Central State University. And this the music genres represented in this concert will range from classical to spirituals, to gospel, to uplifting anthems, to songs from movies, and even some holiday tunes to kind of get everybody in the spirit. And so this is something that we've done for a few years, traveling around the country, and we wanted to capture this because we feel that we've had some tremendous experiences in different cities. And, you know, sometimes people come up to me afterwards and say, hey, was that recorded? Hey, is there a way I can get a copy of that? And, you know, I have to say, oh, no, not this time. But we want to finally capture what we think are special moments of music made by these outstanding singers.
I just want to remind our listeners, you're a friend of the show. You were a huge part, like the heart and soul of our last community concert that we do every September down at Riverscape Metro Park. You brought these voices together. We partner with the Dayton International Peace Museum, and your mission and our mission just fits so beautifully together. But you... The nature of this choir is remarkable in the nation. Of course, Central State, historically black college that has made history in many, many ways across our history scape. But the work that you've done musically has also been quite notable. Tell us about just brag a little bit, if you would.
Okay, all right. I'll try my best to brag.
So yeah.
Just the past couple of years, one of the things that I've been very proud of for our successes just recently, I will talk about is recent performances overseas. A few notable ones with the Czech National Symphony Orchestra, and this is a world-renowned orchestra that has been awarded an Oscar for playing on the soundtrack for the movie Hateful Eight. On numerous occasions, they've invited this ensemble to Prague, where we were featured as the headline act for their Prague Proms concert. And it featured a lot of these students, so a lot of them were soloists, and the choir was featured. And they loved it. They loved them so much that they brought them back. And so, you know, this is one of the exciting things that we've done. But in addition to that, we had a great opportunity to sing at the White House. Of course, that's no small opportunity for the students. Oh. And as well at the Senate Rotunda, by invitation of Senator Rob Portman. And so we find that performance is education at its finest. I mean, we could sit in the classroom, we could talk about the theories of music performance, but to get out there and share their gifts with the world and the country is something I think is tremendous.
Well, it's an honor to be a part of this community, this collective that is the voices of the Miami Valley, and that these young folks shine with their own vocal and harmonic expertise and excellence. It's just a great honor to be a part of this greater community. And Jeremy Winston, director of the Central State University Chorus, would you please invite your singers to regale us with a song?
Absolutely. We'll sing The Word Was God by Rosephany Powell.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God.
In the beginning was the same was in the beginning with God.
And the Word was God.
The same was in the beginning with God.
And the same was in the beginning with God.
And the Word was God.
The same was in
the beginning with God.
beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
All things were made.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
The Central State University Chorus, at the direction of our guests and all of their voices, our guests today, Jeremy Winston, live with us in studio. Jeremy, how do you pick your songs?
How do I pick the songs? Oh, that's there. I guess there's a multi-level process in the selection of songs. Number one, there's songs that I want to do that I just love. And so,
sure.
Of course, as a...
We all have our faves.
Right, exactly. So as an artist, you get to look at some literature out there that you've always wanted to do and play with it and have fun. And then also, as an institution, we want to make sure that as students come through the class, that they're getting exposure to various forms of music maybe not familiar to them, or maybe whatever a diet of music that they've sung prior to coming to Central. So I make sure I pull from genres, not only from the classical side, but some newer selections that are written for courses such as these. And then also I think of concerts that we have coming up. So if we have a big performance happening that is going to be featuring, say, songs by William Grant Still, then I would like to program that as well. So all of these things come into play when I select a song.
Well, it seems to be perfectly suited to this collection of voices. Again, there's a performance coming up Sunday, December 3rd, on the campus of Central State University, a live recording that you can be a part of at the Paul Robeson Fine and Performing Arts Center. You can find out more at centralstate.universitytickets. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, indeed. I have to say, it seems to me... the fact that this is one of the finest choruses going in our beautiful United States of America, it's my understanding that all of the people, all of these faces that I'm looking at right here, have to show up every day at noon, no matter what else is going on, for choir practice.
That's right. Every day at noon. Well, today we took a break because we wanted to come to the studio, right?
So I guess you're practicing here.
We're practicing here. This is our practice, exactly. But yeah, every day at noon is our scheduled time, and so this is a way for us to kind of clean off the rough edges and continue to get better.
So the whole notion of perfection and refinement,
right,
goes on and on. So do they have to ever get out of class to do that? I mean, do they have to, like, get a note to come and sing with you at high noon?
It is a class that they have to register for. So it is my goal. I tell them, let's make sure the schedule is available to do that. And usually a lot of professors tend to leave that noon hour open for lunch. And so when you give so many people from the university across majors, because we don't just have music majors in the choir, we have majors from psychology, engineering, business, communications, so they would want to be a part of the choir as well. Some of them probably should be music majors anyway, but that's a whole other conversation.
So that
way we try to create a time that is available for a lot of students.
Well, we're so lucky to have all of these voices among the chorus that is the Miami Valley. It is a Central State University chorus, and a live recording coming up, not But just a couple. It's a week from Sunday already?
It's a week from Sunday. Yeah, December 3rd is here. This year is over. I can't believe it.
It's Sunday, December 3rd. It's a 6 p.m. concert at the Paul Robeson Fine and Performing Arts Center. That's at the Central State University campus. And we'll put all this information linked to the WYSO Facebook page and then some. Jeremy Winston, I just am a huge fan of yours. Thank you for being a part of the community mission that is WYSO and that is sort of, you know, Central State and the Miami Valley. And if you would guide your wonderful voices to another for us.
Sure. If I can just introduce it briefly, the next one will be another spiritual. It is called My Soul's Been Anchored in the Lord. And you'll hear two soprano soloists, Terry Harris, who is a senior music major from Twinsburg, Ohio, and Amanda Stallings, who's a music major, a communications major from right here in Dayton, Ohio, graduate of Stiver School of the Arts.
Welcome all these voices. And thank you from WYSO.
In the Lord, my soul's been anchored in the Lord. In the Lord, in the Lord, my soul's been anchored in the Lord. In the Lord, in the Lord, my soul's been anchored in the Lord. In the Lord, in the Lord, my soul's been anchored in the Lord.
My hope is built on nothing less.
My soul's been anchored in the Lord.
And Jesus' love and righteousness.
My soul's been anchored in the Lord. In the Lord, in the Lord. My soul's been anchored in the Lord. In the Lord, in the Lord. My soul's been anchored in the Lord.
I do not trust the sweetest grace.
My soul's been anchored in the Lord. In the Lord, in the Lord, my soul's been anchored in the Lord. In the Lord, in the Lord, my soul's been anchored in the Lord. My soul's been anchored in Jesus. My soul's been anchored in Jesus. My soul's
anchored.
Gather on that. Lovely. What a beautiful selection and perfectly suited to these voices. Jeremy Winston, the director of the Central State University Chorus, in studio with us today. They have a recording participation opportunity coming up a week from Sunday. That's December 3rd on the campus of Central State University at the Paul Robeson Fine and Performing Arts Center. What a delight. Jeremy, do you just like go home and think, I have not lived good enough a life that I'm surrounded every day by the sound of angelic voices.
Well, I do have to say there are many days when I walk into the choir room, and I think we've all the listeners, and you know, we've all had these days when it's like, oh, we're just going to get through this day today. And then you walk in the choir room, and then they start to sing, and that emotion is kind of swept away, and you're re-inspired to finish the day. So I probably should move choir rehearsal to 7 a.m., and that'll just kind of make everything work. I'm sure they'd love that.
Or extend it through the weekend so that we
can all get
recharged.
Right, absolutely.
Every day. Just brilliant, shining, sparkling voices can actually hear what I'm saying because they don't have headphones. But I have to say that their presence and their congregation is something that causes the rest of us to buoy up and be made more joyful people. And that certainly goes on, I guess, every noon in Wilberforce at Central State University. We're in studio with Jeremy Winston, the director of the Central State University Chorus. Again, make it your business to be a part of a recording that will last forever. Jeremy, I think about like my musical icons who die, mm-hmm. and I just feel sad, but I try to immediately remind myself that they leave a legacy.
Right.
They leave a legacy of music, and you're endeavoring to make that a part of the ongoing legacy of the Central State University Chorus, and we can all be a part of that. We can be a part of the voices and the buoyancy
Absolutely.
That gathers. I'm so pleased that you're here. Thank you so much for coming. Will you do one more for us?
So we'll close with this one song. It's Ave Maria.
Just a little slice of the fullness that will embody the stage in Wilberforce at Central State University as they prepare for a live recording concert. That'll be on Sunday, December 3rd, coming right up. A very, very gentle entrance admission fee to be a part of a live recording event. Jeremy Winston, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Just thanks. Thanks for gathering us, gathering these voices and gathering with us and offering an opportunity for the community to gather and be a part of. We'll look back in 20 years from now. Yes, I was there. I was there.
So please come out. Be a part of history. That's what we are asking everyone to be a part of history.
Please do, because we all are a part of this wonderful continuum. CentralState.UniversityTickets.com. I'll say it again, centralstate.universitytickets.com. There's a link up on the WYSO Facebook page. And they can't hear me, but please thank them for taking this opportunity just before they're about to leave town for Thanksgiving, before they come back. And thanks for coming and treating us with this live vocal delight. Thank you so much, Jeremy Winston.
Thank you for having us.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.